Part 1. Dictionary Skills. A good dictionary tells us what words mean, how they sound, where they came from, and how they are used. To make this clear, let's examine the dictionary entry Viking. All entries have been copied from Webster's Collegiate Dictionary. Note first that the V in the word Viking is capitalized. The next item, taken along with the abridged pronunciation guide at the bottom of every other page in that dictionary, tells us a great deal about how this word sounds. Let us first briefly review the pronunciation marks at the bottom of the page. Abut. Kitten. Further. Back. Bake. Caught. Cart. Out. Chin. Less. Easy. Gift. Trip. Life. Joke. Sing. Flow. Flaw. Coin. Thin. This. Loot. Foot. Yet. Few. Furious. Vision. Please repeat each word at the pause provided. Abut. Kitten. Further. Back. Bake. Caught. Cart. Out. Chin. Less. Easy. Gift. Trip. Life. Joke. Sing. Flow. Flaw. Coin. Thin. This. Loot. Foot. Yet. Few. Furious. Vision. Let's return to Viking. The little apostrophe at the beginning tells us that the accent is on the first syllable. Viking, not Viking. It also tells us that the first I in Viking is the same kind of I as in life, and that the second I is like the I in gift. Finally, it tells us that the V and K are pronounced like ordinary V and K, but that the NG at the end is pronounced as the single consonant NG in sing, or like NG in bang. So, even if we've never heard or seen this word, we know that it is pronounced Viking. By the same logic, we say victory, video, vigilance, vignette, vial. Please confirm these pronunciations by consulting appropriate entries in your book. Next, the N means that Viking is a noun, and not, for instance, a verb. In the brackets, we learn the origins of this word. ON means, in this dictionary, Old Norse. That is, this word has been taken into English from an old Scandinavian language. Next come the various meanings of this word. 1A is clear enough. One of the pirate Northmen plundering the coast of Europe in the 8th to 10th centuries. 1B tells us first in italics that when the sea rover meaning is implied, the first letter is not capitalized. Viking. Looking up sea rover elsewhere in this dictionary, we find that it means one who roves the sea, and specifically, a pirate. 2B is again clear. Viking is simply another word for Scandinavian. For advanced writers and speakers, perhaps the most useful feature of a good, comprehensive dictionary is usage. The dictionary from which we copied the above entries rarely illustrates the way words are used in actual speech. And that is the main reason why many people prefer larger dictionaries, such as the Webster International or the Complete Oxford. Anyway, let's examine the entry vigorous. As before, we see that it is pronounced vigorous, that it is an adjective, that it came into contemporary English from Middle English, M-E, to Middle English from Middle French, M-F, and to Middle French from the Old French, O-F, word vigor. Following definition 1, examples of usage are given. A vigorous youth, a vigorous plant. Definition 2 is also followed by an example of usage. Vigorous enforcement of laws. The adverb, vigorously, and noun, vigorousness, are also given. The entry for vigorous is followed by another useful feature. S-Y-N. Synonyms. A few words have similar meanings to vigorous, but they are not identical. After telling us what these words have in common, the dictionary explains their differences. The entry below, moratorium, is reproduced from Webster's Third International Dictionary. Note that this entry differs from entries of the smaller dictionary we consulted earlier in only one respect. Examples of usage. One of the definitions given for moratorium is waiting period set by some authority, a delay officially required or granted. Now, this is a bit too abstract and doesn't tell me how the word may be used in real speech or writing. To remedy that deficiency, in a comprehensive dictionary, such a definition is normally followed by a living example of how someone used this word in that particular sense. Here, we are told, somebody by the name of Douglas Cater said or wrote, usually there was at least one day's moratorium on news coming out of such background briefings.